Back in 1979, that's almost four decades ago for those who are counting, the original Going in Style was released. The stars are three then and still legendary actors. George Burns, Lee Strasberg, and Art Carney play elderly working-class retirees who, as much to break the dreary routine of their lives, decide to pull off a bank heist. This Going in Style is not just a zany tale of novice if elderly Clyde Barrows, or even a message film about how the aged are shunted aside by society once they no longer are workers or consumers. It also reflects on the reality that, even if one might come into $1 million, today that figure would be more like $10 or $20 million, one will be unable to buy a cure for old age. Now, I review the original Going in Style in the Leonard Maltin Movie Guide. I called it an unexpected gem that is predictably funny, but unpredictably moving, with George Burns standing out in a terrific cast. Well, a remake of Going in Style recently came to theaters. And Burns, Strasberg, and Carney have been replaced by a trio of senior actors of the present day. They are Michael Caine, Morgan Freeman, and Alan Arkin, all popular and talented Oscar-winning movie stars. And the remake is worth a look, if only for their welcome presences. But that is the extent of it. The new Going in Style too often meanders. At its best, it is slightly funny. At its worst, its humor is downright silly. And at its very worst, it features a supporting character who is yet another senior citizen who seems to be suffering from dementia. But he is on screen solely for the purpose of cut-rate comic relief, and his one-note stupidity is a real turnoff. However, to its credit, the new Going in Style does touch on issues that individuals of a certain age certainly can relate to in 2017. It offers a portrait of a mechanized world that is as foreign to its heroes as the musical guests who appear on Saturday Night Live. It is a world in which mortgage rates may inexplicably triple while pension plans are frozen or dissolved. If there is one villain here, it is an ever-so-typical all-American bank whose offices are callous and cruel. And there is no sense of compassion for senior citizens because, well, they are senior citizens. And to quote a line from War Dogs, the Jonah Hill Miles Teller film from last year, no one really cares about old people. Now, taken as a whole, the three central characters in the new Going in Style are decent men who are likable and even enviable. Two of them show great compassion for children, and the third is pursued romantically and sexually by a fellow senior. And if you are old enough, you should recognize the actress who plays her. That would be Anne Margaret. And in this regard, this Going in Style is a fantasy come to life. And finally, in the original, the bank that is robbed is located in Manhattan. But here, it is in Brooklyn, which is where the trio reside. And it is understandable that Brooklyn is the setting. Back in 1979, the borough was collectively uncool. Today, it is ever so chic. But still, the original Going in Style, which is long available on DVD, is yet one more original that far outclasses its remake.